When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Ring, 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 ring. May I please speak with Zoe?
Oh, hello, Lamorne. Let's patch in Hannah.
God, I forgot what it was like working with you guys.
Welcome to our show.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our show with Zoe Lamorne and Hannah. Today, we're talking about episode 105, CC right. Crashes.
Mm-hmm. Written by Rachel Axler, directed by John Hamburg.
John Hamburg. Mm-hmm. Had you worked with John Hamburg before, Zoe, before this?
I had auditioned for him, and he's just a lovely guy. Mm-hmm. Such a great director, great writer, all around hilarious guy. So nice.
He's the nicest guy. And if you guys aren't familiar with John Hamburg, I mean, tons of great, great movies. Why Him, Along Came Polly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a bunch of really, really, really dope stuff. I Love You, Man. And a really interesting story
about...
I Love You, Man. I Love You, Man.
Yeah.
An interesting story about John
Hamburg. I Love You, Man 2. I Love You, Man 3. I Love You, Man 4, 5, and 6.
The sequel. The Marvel edition.
The prequel. I Love You, Man. I'm going to love you, man.
I don't love you like I used to love you, man. I no longer love you, man.
Let's get into that love, man.
You had said he's a wonderful guy. And let me tell you how nice of a guy he is. When we were shooting this episode, I bit an almond. I bit an almond and I cracked my
this
tooth
is the tooth half. Episode?
Oh. Yes.
You had to run to the dentist?
I don't remember this because I didn't work with you that much in this episode.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But I remember cracking my tooth. Uh-huh. And when I tell you, I was in the most pain in my life. I'd broken my collarbone before. You know what I mean? I'd broken fingers, torn things in my knee, my
ankle. Tooth stuff is the worst.
The worst pain. And so, and I at this point, I'm admitting this to all these folks out here in listener land. I hadn't had a dentist in so long. And I had been to the dentist in so long. I thought, my teeth are fine. And they were. But when I went to the dentist, they were like, okay, so here's the problem. You got a few issues. It had been a while. But I didn't have a dentist. So John texted his dentist and got me in immediately. And she has been my dentist ever since.
Oh my
God. I don't know anybody that has like their dentist's personal cell phone number that they can just text.
Yeah, I don't want my
dental emergency.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously John does.
And
I
think John does.
But that's a credit to John because she must really like him.
And I think also she's also Liz Merriweather's dentist as well.
Oh. The dentist to all the funny people.
Look at that. Tying very things cool. together. And Liz did not make the call. John did.
Yeah Liz and Liz and come through on the dentist thing. She comes through on so many other levels. So but I think we can give her a pass.
But enough about how nice John Hamburg is.
This is the John Hamburg fan podcast if you're just tuning in.
So let's dive right into our show. Hannah, I'm not sure if we discussed this on the last episode, but you found the bear in the last couple of episodes. Right?
There was one that we have that's sort of in question.
Yeah, the wedding one is the one that's up in question. And then we get to ask Liz about, first of all, the truth, if there is an intentional bear in every episode. Mm-hmm. And where is it in the wedding episode, if so? In this episode of, I call it, like, now it's become like my bear hunt. Like, I would try to watch and remember all the things, but I'm so distracted by hyper-focusing now when I rewatch these episodes on where's the bear, that the moment I find it, then I can actually, like, focus and pay attention to the rest of the episode. And the bear was found.
Really?
And the bear was uttered by none other than Zoe.
Mm. I don't remember it.
Yeah,
like I said, I will not. I'm purposefully not looking up for the bear.
You talk about how people say things in Chicago.
Oh, the bears. Okay, right,
bears
right.
And milk.
Yeah, bears and milk. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
So, I will say I went to school in Chicago, and I freaking love a Chicago accent so much. It's the greatest.
I'm from Chicago and I don't have an accent.
You don't.
I don't have a Chicago accent.
Jake has a, like, it will come out. It can come out.
Yeah.
Like, time to time.
So should we start from the top?
Previously on New Girl. Episode 105, CeCe crashes. After breaking up with her cheating, face tattooed, dumbass, Euro DJ boyfriend, CeCe asks Jess if she can stay with her until the DJ moves out of her place. Meanwhile, back at the loft, the guys are just trying to relax after a long week. You know, guys being guys, there's so much stress on us, sometimes we have to just chill. But of course, when CeCe shows up, no one can just chill. A very drunk CeCe starts dancing with the guys. Let me tell you something, she is a horrible dancer. And also Winston, but Lamorne in real life is a really good dancer. Anyway, CeCe doing all this craziness is leaving Jess feeling a little bit left out. Meanwhile, Winston bets Schmidt he can't close with CeCe. The following morning, Schmidt hangs upside down claiming to do 4,000 crunches to impress CeCe. While Schmidt attempts to woo CeCe, Jess tries to determine if Nick likes her more than just a friend. I believe it is all in the feet. Real fans know what I'm talking about. On the final night, Schmidt is tired of the chase and asks CeCe if he may sleep in his bed. I mean, that's a true gentleman right there, getting permission to sleep in his own damn bed. If it was me, I would make her sleep on the floor. No, I wouldn't. Anyway, she agrees, and they end up holding hands. As far as Schmidt's concerned, he won the bet. As far as Winston is concerned, he did not win the bet. Holding hands don't count. Now back to the show.
Oh yes, but I want to mention something about this episode first, which is so funny to me because probably a lot of people have noticed this. Maybe people who like to read scripts or whatever, you want to call them teleplays for TV episodes, know that there's like different storylines, and we call them like A storyline, B storyline, C storyline, depending, you know, and A storyline's like the main one, and then it goes from there, and the B storyline's kind of like the second storyline that's maybe not the center of the story, but it's an important storyline. So in CC Crashes, the CC Crashes is how you pronounce it. In CC Crashes, there was a big B storyline about a cat on that lives on the roof, like a wild cat. Not a wild cat, but like a wild outdoor house cat, if you will.
That was raised by birds.
That was raised by birds and lived in a nest, and it was a bird cat. And Schmidt's scared of the bird cat, and he doesn't want to go on the roof because of the bird cat. And he, you know, is really conflicted because Cece ends up going to the roof in her bathing suit and, you know, like sun tanning all day. And he he wants desperately to go up there, but he's scared of this bird cat. Well, in the final cut, that whole part of the story was completely cut out. And there's only one. Yeah, there's only like one thing at the very end where they just show a shot of the bird cat. But they never, you never hear, like, in the original script, he, like, Schmidt says bird cat about 1,000 times in the episode. He's like, bird cat, bird cat, bird cat. And gone. Pretty much gone.
Wow.
He just says it to Winston once.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he's hiding behind the huge
But you don't know why he's hiding, because he's not, it's not established the way it was in the script.
They really
originally
pared it down.
Yeah, and I'm not sure why that is. I think it ended up being like more important. Like it worked without it, but then there were still remnants of it, and it doesn't. There's like one bit at the end that like doesn't totally make sense because this whole part of the story was cut out, and you're like, wait, why is there a cat there?
You know, I don't think I've ever.
Think it's
think
a I've special shot.
There's a picture of a bird in the nest, and you're like,
I
okay.
know, but there are no other episodes in this show where Schmidt is up there with the bird cat. This is this because I remember seeing that visual, and this is that episode.
This is the bird cat episode. Oh. Yeah, there's only one bird cat. Believe it or not, they only spent one episode talking about a bird cat.
Well, this ain't my type of show. I mean, damn, I have more than one episode with a bird cat in it.
So,
fun fact: I also had a dream once about a bird dog. It freaked me out. It was a bird flying around my house with a dog head, and it wouldn't leave. So. Yeah, that happened.
What kind of dog head?
I don't. It looked like it was whatever those droopy eared dogs are.
Oh,
like a hound. One of those
Basset
hound.
Oh my god, that's the cutest thing. I pictured more like a Rottweiler.
Yeah,
that would be kind of scary. But no, I mean a Basset hound. Adorable that's flying dog. House, I'd be like, yes, please.
You really?
A beagle
with wings. You'd love a dog with wings flying around your house.
I love dogs. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Even flying.
I also love. I mean, I love cats. So I'd be like very. If a cat flew in my house, I'd be like, "Come on in." I just wouldn't want them like flying around and like trying to get out and squawking around. Like once they come inside, they need to put their wings away.
But imagine this: when birds poop, it's cute and it's a little white stain. When a dog, you want that dog flying around just shitting all over your house?
No,
this conversation is off the rails at the moment.
I'm just saying, because you don't have one of those little bags where it poops in the grass and you pick it up and you're a kind neighbor. And
because what happens when that poop is flying in from 1,000 feet in the air?
Yeah, it's right? hurting people.
It's hurting people.
You got to wear a hard hat.
It has velocity.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. That's a great point. I don't want a basset hound flying around my house.
Cause of death.
Basset hound.
Oh my God. Basset hound poop. All right.
So, let's take it back to this cold open, because I had the strongest memory come back to me remembering shooting in that nightclub, which I feel like we did at like
I remember that
probably night. 7 in the morning or something crazy. And
it was the middle of the night. It was the night because we went out on the street and we were we actually
so it was at night.
It was night. Yeah. I mean, I think we shot that on.
That was off Hollywood.
On Hollywood Boulevard. I was trying to think what day of the week, because like I have like weird memory. I felt like we shot that.
It was a Thursday.
Late. I actually feel like we shot that at the end of the episode, just because it was like you know Friday night or something.
I was so scared, of course, because it was like my first ever big CC episode. So I was super nervous and we went to go shoot this scene. And again, they put me in these like, you know, 5-inch heels and I'm just going like, don't fall, don't fall. And I don't know if you remember this, Zoe, but when we were at the DJ booth
I didn't fall, but we
were at the DJ booth and we're yelling at the European DJ, a DJ Diabetes.
Yeah.
And we then kind of, you're like kind of pulling me away from the DJ booth. And so like, I have to kind of walk backwards and turn before we can walk through the crowd. And I'm wearing these 5-inch stilettos and they had put you in like slippers because you had come in your pajamas and I stepped on your toe.
Oh, I do remember that.
Right?
Yeah.
I stepped on your toe, like really stepped on your toe because I couldn't see where I was going. And then we had to like call a medic and it was bad because you really got like,
harpooned. I do remember that. I had a bruise on my foot, it did break the skin. Yeah. And then we were like, please give Cece like platforms.
That's right.
Not stilettos.
Do you still have a
more
scar?
More comfortable for you. I don't have a scar. I'm totally fine. But I do remember that. It was like, yeah, I do remember.
Because it's some weird folks out there, Zoe, that would pay a lot of money to see this foot scar. Pay a lot of money.
Wiki all you folks out there, goes crazy.
Oh my God.
Shoot Zoe DM requests for pictures of her foot scar.
Don't. No. I'm not going to see it. Don't DM me.
But I had forgotten all about it. And then as soon as that cold open came up, like a chill went through my body. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is where I accidentally.
I don't remember it. I actually like it's what's so funny about me is that like I have a very good memory, but I usually remember everything positively. And so like I'll be like, oh, I'll remember like all the good stuff. And then I'll be like, like that kind of thing. I'm like, oh, don't remember.
So you remember shooting till 8 in the morning that day.
Oh, no, I remember that stuff. I remember. Well, we'll get to it our next episode because that was the craziest.
Ooh,
but
yes, it was.
We were shooting really long hours, and we were so tired at this point in season one. And so I remember that was a funny scene with the DJ Diabetes, Gavin. Right? Is that his name, Gavin?
I think was it Gavin.
Gavin.
I think
yeah,
so.
You're right.
Because later that was the name. Do you remember that Jake gave our camera operator, whose name was Casey, but he called him Gavin all the time for some
reason? Shout out to Casey, one of the greatest camera operators.
He is hilarious. Casey, also Molly. Great, just a great personality.
Yeah, so funny and grumpy.
we love this guy had him around.
This DJ, you know, it's interesting about that particular cold open. I remember when you rip his shirt open, and I don't know why this is so funny. It's so funny to me. He goes, "It's my deep V, my favorite deep V." You go, "Now it's a deeper V." I don't know why. I like that. That was kind of
establishing a part of Jess that I liked, which was like, "Let's look at it on the bright side. Now it's just a deeper V."
Every time I wear a deep V, which I don't, every time I come across one, I think of that. That's because in my life, that's the only time that's the first time I've ever heard someone refer to anything as a deep V ever. Yeah. Like I've seen the shirts. I mean, I got friends who deep Vs go down in their belly buttons.
I got to say, it's not my favorite.
Not my favorite look either.
Look on a man. Personally, I like I like a crew neck.
Look at this. Look at this tight neck.
Yeah. That's a good.
Nice fit.
Good.
All right, Hannah,
neck.
Calm down.
If you will.
Yeah, I'm real worked up over it.
And I calm down.
Yeah.
Calm down.
For all the folks out there, I'm wearing a really tight shirt. Showing off my boobs, my two boobs, Morris.
Okay, so we established that Cece has nowhere to go because Gavin, aka DJ Diabetes, was staying at her model apartment, and so she needs to crash at our house. She comes back to the house. The guys are just hanging out.
Before we get back to the house, I want to talk about your friendship really quick in this one little moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How reckless Cece is. She goes from being so reckless to later on in seasons, you know, she's like the most like thoughtful and
responsible,
the most aware.
Responsible. Yeah.
But in this particular moment, She's already leaving this club because Deep V Gavin, with the tattoo on his face, has done her dirty, right? And you came in to save the day. As you're still trying to save the day and leave, a group of dudes drive by in the car, and they're like, hey, and she's like, ooh, let's go hang out and party with them.
Yeah.
Cece, that could have ended so terribly. So terribly.
Yeah.
And then again, you saved.
Then it would have been a true crime show.
Yes.
There's so many moments we're realizing now.
Yeah.
Of how this could have taken a dark turn, this show.
Yeah, Cece was not
making good decisions
in the first season, I would say.
That's true. I will say it reminds me of the pilot where Cece comes in and sees like these three guys that Jess has moved in with, and instead of like flirting with a guy or being like, he's cute, she acts like a real best friend would, which is like, if you hurt her, I'll kill you. Mm-hmm. And it was I love this moment too, of like authentic female friendship, of when Jess shows up at the DJ booth and he's like being a jerk, like, and Cece's kind of a little all over the place, that Jess kind of is like, you get away from her, and like kind of tells the guy off, you know, as opposed to being annoyed at her friend or whatever, she just like shows up and has her back. And I love that. That was always something that was part of our show and the friendship. There was no like fighting over guys or putting a guy before our friendship ever. Right. And that was like another second, I feel like, big establishing moment of the Cece Jess friendship dynamic that always felt authentic to me.
Yeah. Aww. I love that part of our friendship.
Was that a conscious choice by you guys, or was that a writer's choice?
that was written, but yeah. It was authentic, which was always
feel
nice.
Like, I do feel like they really would kind of see what was working with us and then lean into that as writers, and more they kind of tailored everything to us.
Yeah, because I think that's the kind of girlfriends that we are, so it was would have felt weird if all of a sudden it was like, ooh, that's your boyfriend, he's cute, I'm going to take a swing.
Right.
That I would have been
that's
like,
that's called
never.
Not a friend.
That's right. Yeah.
Let's
that's
just exactly establish right. That's a bad...
That's terrible. Weird.
That's not only a bad friend, that's just not a friend. That's just...
That's like
a bad person. So after this whole moment where Jess comes to pick up Cece at the club, we come back to the loft and the guys are being silly.
Stupid.
Silly, you put some paper towels in your nose.
Well, yeah, but well,
how
this
did
is
you breathe?
Well, remember, is this the intro to the kimono? This is
the
intro
introduction
to Schmidt's,
of
yes.
the mono.
This is the introduction
you
to his
guys
pregame
are all
mono.
Staying home on a Friday night or something.
Yes.
And Schmidt comes in wearing his kimono, which is tiny.
Yes, very tiny kimono. You could see part of his... if you zoom in, folks at home, pay real close attention. Nick and Winston are on the couch in utter... disgust, and I believe Nick has a line where he says, what happened to you? You weren't always like this. It's like, what happened to you? It's like, it's my pregame mono, man. And so Winston's character decides, you know, this is
Winston's
this is,
character
Lamorne's character Winston decides that he's had enough of this crap going on in the loft, and so he decides to take his pants off, and also he wants to wear paper towels. This for me was the first, I want to say one of the first times I got a chance to do, it was a quick scene, a quick moment with the guys and really see the banter and the improv back and forth between Jake and Max and how they perform, and being a part of that trio of guys on the show, trying to fit in and see, you know, what it was that they were doing. You know what I mean? And trying to, I'm still season one, still trying to get my footing a little bit. So this is an interesting moment. And then in comes, you know, Jess and Cece.
Yeah, I remember this dance sequence really well. The weird dancing that we did. Max, you and I, because that was actually first shot of the day. And it was like at 7 a.m., yeah. Which is like a little hard to kind of get yourself going because you're up at like whatever, 4:45 to be in hair and makeup by 5, you know, and then all of a sudden it's like 7 a.m., the sun's barely up, and they're like, now dance and party and pretend you're drunk. And I was so tired and not really with it yet. And I remember I pulled my neck.
Oh, boy.
You ever had that feeling where you really pull it and now you can't turn it left or right? And I'll never forget being like, and they're like, you got to dance. It's got to be crazier. And I'm like, I'm immobile.
I'm injured.
I'm injured. This is like, I feel like this is like the episode of injuries. Like your toe, your tooth, and my neck all were just trash during this episode. It was so funny watching this episode back because I just remembered all of those things.
I remember watching that
dance.
And
my neck hurt watching the dance part.
Watching the dance was one, it was so cringy for me because I don't like dancing on camera. This is something I just don't like doing. And this is the second time in this season where the wedding was the first time, I want to say. And then, which
but you're a good dancer.
I just have a little rhythm. That's about it. But I don't like, you know what I mean? I don't like to dance. It's the whole thing. You got to do it so many times. There's no choreographer there. So I'm just kind of doing a freestyle whatever. And yeah. I remember they were like, dance like you're like you're trying to get with CeCe. And I was like, at the apartment?
There
was something so funny to me about the fact that you came back to the apartment and you were like, let's put on girl, look at that body and have a dance party with three people.
It was so uncomfortable. And then it was like, I'd really hadn't like met Jake Johnson, had zero scenes with him. So we'd like met in passing, like, hi, this is cool. And so it was like my first time ever having to do anything on camera with him. And it was like, go and dance up on him. Which, by the way, just me as a person have never danced up on anybody. Yeah. And I was like, this is so uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And of course, in the scene, it's like, you're being gross. Get away from me. Yeah. I was like, can we just do this in one take and have this be over? I've never felt more awkward in my entire life.
I felt that way during that scene.
Yes.
And during the wedding scene dancing. When I had, they said, grind on Zoe. So I was like, what? What am I growing?
Well, they had both of you guys doing this thing where you were like, in the wedding episodes where you guys both like close in on me and I have to go like, ah!
I know you're supposed to stay in character and be in the moment, but certain things definitely pull you out when your neck is pulled and you're feeling real awkward. You're just like, please, can we just move? I think we got it.
Getting
grinded
on by three of the sexiest men alive. GQ's Men of the Year at one point.
Though watching Max crazy. Like turn around and do that like kind of low-key twerk did make me really laugh. He crushed it.
Oh, yeah. Put his hand on the
wall. Oh, yeah, that was very funny. Yeah,
little wiggle.
Till this day, when people ask me to dance, I use that Nick Miller line. I don't dance. I'm from the town in Footloose.
Yeah. That is a very memorable line. It's funny. I didn't say this earlier, but I think it's worth mentioning that Max Greenfield, before this show, I mean, he'd done a bunch of guest stars and things and like pilots that hadn't gone, but it was like the weirdest thing in the world. He was so like such like a pro by the time we started this show that you're like, how was he not already? He had the vibe of some like the confidence of somebody who had already had a show on CBS for 8 years. That's, you know what I mean? Like, you were like, wait, what? You weren't the star of some other show. Yeah. Like, he had like so much confidence and conviction in his character, and like his performance was like so dialed in and like unwavering that I remember being like, wait, this guy isn't famous already?
I felt that way the whole time too. Yeah. I was like, you obviously are the most seasoned professional ever. Yeah. Nothing they throw at you seems to faze you, and I am fazed.
They would give him like speeches that were a page long. Like,
oh yeah,
I was like, how
be shocked
are you?
He didn't have a teleprompter.
Yeah, it was incredible. Like that, and he would memorize them and have to speak so fast because that was kind of the pace that he'd established for his character. And they would just give him these speeches with like lists that would just rattle off
words he did not understand.
Words he didn't understand or know.
I love the indie list.
I remember he's like, what is this? Who is this? I'm like, that's an author. That's a food. But he would just like how little kids will just like know words but not fully understand the meanings of some things because they would give him really weird, specific cultural lists sometimes.
And he'd nail it every time.
My favorite is when he struggled on a word or a line and he would stop start himself to try to get the line out. And when Max would get frustrated with himself, it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Max would talk to himself. He would go, "Come on, Max! Max!"
Well, because they're asking him to do the almost impossible.
They were asking a lot of him.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. There's
he could
no
rise
way
to the occasion.
No,
both Jake and I are slow talkers. And we both, and they'd be like, we need you to say this faster. And I'm like, it just doesn't happen for me. And Jake and I both would talk about that. And I'm kind of like intermittently, I can talk really fast and then I have to talk slow and then talk really fast. But it's a lot of times when it's a line, I have a certain way of doing things and, you know, I have to, it's not natural for me to say something fast. So that was something Jake and I always connected on, was that they would want us to talk unnaturally fast for our own rhythms. But Max he naturally had that speed, but then it was there were definitely some challenging speeches for him and he always was hilarious. Okay, we're gonna just pause for a second to take a commercial break and talk about some of the things that we love and you will too.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome to our show.
Speaking of challenging speeches, I feel like it's time we address the India. The India speech he gives.
This is a segment, folks, we call Teachable Moments. That's right.
Because I remember sitting there and I was so grateful at least they gave Lamorne and I the moment to have the genuine reaction, because I've absolutely sat in front of somebody before who's like, India, let me tell you all the weird stereotypes that don't apply to India that will make you feel like we relate and I know your culture.
I think it was also funny, such a funny line to give you where you say, what is my culture?
Right.
Yeah. And then he's like, doesn't know. He's like, I love your culture. And then you're like, okay, well,
all right, let's go.
Let me test.
Let's walk this path, kid. Let's go.
Is it Jafleez? Jafleez? Is that what he said?
Jafleez, oh my God, Jafleez. Saribu. And I don't know how much of
which
that was actually.
I mean, Schmidt's being, I'm surprised Schmidt wasn't canceled after that.
No. Different era.
Different era. Era. Schmidt.
But I do like the fact that you have those moments and then you can have the genuine reaction. And then they allowed my character to have the smart moment.
Yeah.
Right? To send him to the roof with a bird cat and to show how easily that she was actually the one in charge. And I love that they gave the power to Cece in the moment. But it was, I just remember sitting there because of course there was 1,000 alts, right? Mm-hmm. So that's only part of the list. Yeah.
So everyone listening, alts are what we call alternative jokes, you know, and most comedy shows, they do this where they'll have the script and then they have alts, which would be other jokes that can kind of be interchanged with the jokes that are in the script, just in case that joke doesn't work when they go to the edit. And then we would also improvise a lot as well. So we would always have a lot of options for jokes, whether they were written jokes or improvised jokes that could be kind of interchanged with the jokes in the script.
Yes. Right. So they had a very dense alt pack.
Yeah, we had writers
Indian
that
stereotypes.
Wrote a ton of alts. Oh, with
yeah,
and wrote a ton of Indian stereotypes.
Right. And so I just remember sitting there because I feel like the coverage was on him first, and so we have to sit there, and you're just listening to every stereotype about your culture being said to you the entire time. But I was really grateful when they turned the camera around and Lamorne and I got to have that knowing look also between each other gave us, I feel like, our first Cece Winston around. Moment of kind of, looking at each other being like, yeah.
That was our
first rodeo. Okay.
That was probably our first. Again, that's foreshadowing to the messing around we do later. And for those at home, we're not talking about messing around in the biblical sense. We're talking about messing around in the new girl sense, where Cece and Winston just do weird stuff.
Right. Yeah, their own little inside jokes.
Yeah.
They're bits.
And that could have been the first one.
Here's the big question from this episode.
I think it was the first one.
The first one. I feel like the big question was, because this is the Nick Jess storyline, was can men and women just be friends? Or at some point in the friendship, does one party or the other think about what it would be like to be with them or sleep with them?
Right.
That's the question.
I did think the storylines in this episode were very funny. I like the, and I remember this was for me, this was a big Nick Jess episode. Because it was kind of the first time we established like where it's said out loud. And Cece, I like that Cece's the one who says it. Like, I think Nick likes you. And then she gets it in Jess's head. And of course, Jess reacts in a really weird, awkward, uncomfortable way. But yeah, I laughed out loud at a lot of the foot stuff and the feet. Because it's kind of how it happens. Somebody puts something in your head and then you're like, get out of my head. And then it's really difficult because somehow everything in your environment then somehow confirms the thing that you're trying to get out of your head. And I feel like that happens a lot in life. So I thought it was a funny storyline.
I feel like even though it was exaggerated for comedy, like there is so much truth though about how body language is analyzed to figure out if someone is into you, right? Like if someone sits mm-hmm. back and crosses their arms and you're on a date with them the entire time versus if they like lean forward and are kind of like engaging. People dissect that stuff. So,
but people also really do those funny. Like postures, I feel like, to try to look cool. Right?
Yeah, that's what I do. If you guys can't see what Zoe's doing, she's putting her arm on the back of the chair.
Lean back.
Mm-hmm. I'm leaning back.
I do that constantly. One, because I have very fresh underarms. Okay. So I'm allowing the room to one, feel those and sense those pheromones, but also that whatever scent that I'm wearing for that day. Right. I'm just giving out nothing but love. And so that's how I get the attention. I lean back like this. And one, that's the bicep. So that's flexing. That's letting her know, hey, I'm just chilling.
I'm just chilling.
What Reed, though, is uninterested if you're like so casually laid back and she's telling like a story. Like at some point, I'm sure if you were into the girl, you would.
I'm sure that's what Gavin the Deep V DJ did. And I'm sure, you know what I mean? Like you can. I think there's well, it also depends because there's multiple ways. If you're too forward, if you show too much interest, the other person may retreat. Mm-hmm. If two people are
might seem needy.
Yeah. You're like, well, that's if I talk to this person, we are for sure going to be in a committed relationship because mm-hmm. this person is putting all their cards on the table. I'm so interested in you.
It's too much. And
if it's the other way around, if everyone's just mm-hmm. relaxed and you see where mm-hmm. it goes.
People who on the first date are like, should we talk about kids?
Yeah. Love them.
No,
I want a lot
how about
of
we
them.
Order first?
Yeah.
So, Lamorne, do you think that men and women can be friends?
Yes, I have.
Without
a good...
ever all having the thought cross
all your
the mind?
Friend, Lamorne's friends, like he has like so many friends and I would say a lot of them are women. Am I correct?
Has the thought ever crossed your mind early when you first met that girl who's now your friend and all those women
but
that
we're
are
we're all
friends.
So like let's be let's tread delicately here.
I feel like Lamorne
other than
would
us
openly say it.
Other than us.
Yeah, yes, it happens. It comes across your mind at some point. In the beginning, usually the beginning, because as a, it's a quick thing. It's more like no, all right. Once you establish once you establish a boundary in friendship, it just moves in a completely different direction.
Right.
And I think work is different. I think work is different because automatically you're going into a work situation like that's not what I'm doing. Unless you never know. It happens with people. But I'm saying in regular friendships, in regular friendships, you know, it may happen. But I have friends that are women folk and never crossed my mind, some of them, you know what I mean? But
not even in the beginning, not a thought.
It's hard to say yes. Because I've been friends with some of these people for so long, I'm sure it's crossed their mind with me, and that's not their fault. Again, pheromones.
Okay.
It's because of the posture.
It's
because of the bicep flex.
Thank you, Zoe, for saying so. Again, calm down.
Sorry. It does remind me that when I was in high school, there was like a guy that all the girls liked and I walked past him in the hallway one time and he said he like did that like head nod and he went, "What's up?" And at the time I was like 14 and I didn't know what you say to "what's up." I was like, "What do you say?" And I hadn't even thought about it. I hadn't thought, sometimes people say "what's up." What do I say back when somebody says that? So I remember him going, "What's up?" And I was like, "Hi." And forevermore. And I was like, "That was so stupid." And then like for a couple weeks, like my friends and I talked about what you say when you get quick head nod. "What's up?" Not much. Or
not much?
Not much. Yeah. Or you can say, "What's up?" back. Mm. Right? You go, what's up?
You could do that.
That's what I decided. I don't know. That was just a personal...
Did you end up dating this guy?
Nope.
Well,
quick no.
You come back tomorrow. Hey, Not much.
No.
I didn't. That guy remembers that moment as, do you know, there was this one time I said, what's up to Zooey Deschanel? And it didn't seem like she was interested. And it's burned in his memory, too.
I was very shy in high school, you guys. I was not shy on stage because I was like a theater kid and I would be in all the musicals and stuff. But I was very shy. Like,
dork.
I was a what?
Huh? Dork.
I mean, call it nerd. I was in a lot of clubs.
So was I.
I started multiple clubs.
Well, you started the clubs?
Yeah. Because I was in all these clubs. And then there was no philosophy club and I had to start it. And there was no fashion club. So I started the fashion club and the philosophy club. And so this is actually funny. We had the same faculty advisor for both of them. And the yearbook staff got confused. And then we took a picture of the philosophy club. And they put it as the fashion philosophers. And I was like, no, the fashion club was just two of us. It was just me and one of my girlfriends. And that was the fashion club. And it was basically like us just sitting at lunch in a classroom looking at Vogue and like, you know, various fashion magazines. So yeah, the fashion club and the philosophy club accidentally got combined. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of fashion club, let's go to a commercial break so we can talk about all the things that Zooey wears.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome to our show.
I will say this because this is related to New Realm. We haven't talked about this yet, and I hope we have Deborah McGuire on to talk about costumes. I love shopping. I love costumes. I love sewing. That was another nerdy thing I did in high school. I sewed my own clothes. Oh. I didn't have a sewing club because I actually didn't know anyone else who sewed. I took pattern making. I took sewing classes.
Somebody's grandma. It's you and somebody's grandma.
All of our merch is going to be hand stitched by Zooey.
That's not true. But
so please order now.
I loved working with Deborah, and I for all like pretty much the first season I went with her, we went shopping together for a lot of vintage clothes for Jess. And I, like, the first season, like, establishing Jess's, you know, style, I was with them shopping for all of it. So that was really a fun part of greeting this character, I have to say.
The one last thing I would say about this episode, which I remembered so clearly too, is that there's this moment where Schmidt and Cece hold hands.
Oh yeah, that's very nice.
Which is moment. Really sweet. But I remember for that shot, they brought in a crane. Whoa. To get that overhead shot, which I feel like in later years, they would have just had Polly or Casey like stand on top of us and like straddle over our hands and been like, we got it. It's fine. We'll make it work. But they brought in a crane. And for me, I'd never shot anything that had something that fancy. It felt like for this really sweet moment of just a close up on our hands. And that signified to me, I was like, wow, if they're going to all of these lengths, this is not just like a joke of Schmidt and Cece being a little drunk and having like a funny episode moment. I think this is actually going to turn into like a relationship arc at some point.
Did you get a manicure that day?
No, I didn't. I was so scared. That's another thing that scared me. I was like, rough hands. Looking at my nails, being like,
because you have notorious rough hands.
They actually look very good. I did look at it closely.
Not true. I'm just going to say that was a joke.
Post it on your hand fan page.
You have very pretty hands.
Thank
Hannah.
You. Thank you.
That's why they call you Handa.
Handa.
Because you have such pretty hands.
That's my time, y'all. I'm out.
Yeah. And that was a stupid joke. Okay.
But I remember that moment. There were so many things that I got established relationship-wise, romantic-wise. Like, they really kind of opened it up on this episode, which I really, really like. One of the funniest episodes, but also Nick and Jess and Schmidt and Cece, and then the first Winston Cece mess around. Aww. All there, folks. There, just gotta look for it.
All yep.
All right, so time for True American.
True American. Welcome to True American, where the rules change weekly and you leave more confused than when you showed up. Now, this week we are playing An American Prince. In this episode, we get a glimpse of Schmidt's romantic side. Mm-mm-mm. Today, we're going to remember other great American princes by guessing what movie they appeared in based on their most romantic line. Are you guys ready to play?
Ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, the first line. When you realize you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, you want the rest of your life to start as soon as possible.
When Harry Met Sally.
Is that is that correct? Oh!
Hey.
See, I don't... I shouldn't have picked this game because I don't know any of these answers.
Well, Zoe talked about it this episode, so it was front of mind.
But I was like, I know that's from something. I don't remember what.
That their New Year's Eve party.
Well, how about this one? So it's not going to be easy. It's going to be really hard. And we're going to have to work at this every day. But I want to do that because I want you. I want all of you. Forever. You and me. Every day.
I don't.
So intense.
I know. I don't even know if it was delivered that way in the movie.
I hope not.
I don't know. I'm not going to be good at this. I'm just going to.
So
say
intense.
Right
now.
I'll give you a hint. The actor is Ryan Gosling.
The Notebook.
Yeah.
Like, we're like, there's one romantic movie. The rest of them have a dark side. We're going with that one.
Okay, here we go. Next one.
Okay,
what?
Sorry.
Wait, what happened? Are you okay?
No, I am. I'm fine. I just saw on this, like, so we have a printout of what these quotes are, and Lamorne's reading them, and I literally just saw the first two words of this one, and it's from my favorite movie of all time ever, period. And just even seeing that this is going to be said on our podcast just gave me that reaction. Okay, I'm so sorry.
So this this must be from Pootie Tang. Okay. first line, Sadate. No. I love you. Not like they told you love is. And I didn't know this either, but love don't make things nice. It ruins everything. It breaks your heart. It makes things a mess. We aren't here to make things perfect. The snowflakes are perfect. The stars are perfect. Not us. Not us.
We are here to ruin ourselves and to break our hearts and love the wrong people and die.
I have no idea.
Not Pootie Tang. Not Pootie Tang.
It's not from Pootie Tang. I know that. Hannah, you want to tell us?
So excited.
Team America World Police.
No, Nicolas Cage says this to Cher in Moonstruck.
Oh, Moonstruck.
Then he goes, now get in my bed. It's very aggressive.
Whoa, he does.
He says that.
I do know what the next quote is from, and it's very on brand. So let's just say it, and let me guess because I know what it is.
Okay,
you want to say it?
You want me to say it? You want to say that? You want to read the line?
Okay. Oh, you read it.
All right. What do you want? You want the moon? Just say the word, and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down. Hey, that's a pretty good idea. I'll give you the moon. That is from
Fievel.
It's
goes
a wonderful
west.
Life.
Oh,
Fievel. Now you know about Fievel.
Yeah. It's a Wonderful Life.
Whoa.
And that's Jimmy Stewart.
I wouldn't have known that.
Jimmy Stewart?
You wouldn't?
No.
What do you want? You want the moon?
It's a classic. I watch it every Christmas.
You want the moon, you say the word, and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down. Is that how he sounds?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow, that's
good.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. I'll give you the moon. Okay, this next one.
Last one.
Is a classic.
I haven't even looked at it.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Oh, that's Brokeback Mountain?
Boom, boom, boom. That's got to be Brokeback Mountain. I haven't seen the movie, but I know
Nicolas Cage takes up a lot of space in like the rom-com area of my head because of Moonstruck.
You just love Nicolas Cage.
I just love that movie so much.
And Nicolas Cage will also be a guest on this show.
The Nick Cage, Johnny Depp episode where
right
get checks you Halle Berry.
That our butts can't cash. But Nicolas Cage is going to be a guest on the show.
He's definitely going to be
a
guest on the show.
And he's going to talk about Valley Girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was another edition of True American, and the score is 1-1. I don't know.
I mean, did we guess all of them?
We guessed
The Notebook, right?
No,
we didn't.
We
get
missed
the
that
notebook.
One, so we got all the
one.
Other ones.
Folks at home, see how you did. Play along next time. That would be fantastic.
Ooh, fantastic.
Fantastic. And thank you for listening to our podcast and watching the show. We got more fun stuff to come. Like I said, we got Nick Cage. We got Johnny Depp coming up on the show. And remember to stock...
And Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. Stock and store up all your fan questions, because towards the end of the season, we're going to have Liz Merriweather, our show creator. Mm. She's going to answer all of your fantastic questions.
Solve all the mysteries.
Yes, all the mysteries. And remember to rate and subscribe and tell your friends, especially your grandma.
Give us 5 stars, because that's Lauren's favorite number.
Thank you for listening to Welcome to Our Show.
You've been listening to Welcome to Our Show, a New Girl recap podcast. Welcome to Our Show is a production of iHeartRadio, hosted by Zoe Deschanel, Lamorne Morris, and Hannah Simone. Our executive producer is Joelle Monique. Our engineer and editor is Daniel Goodman. The Welcome to Our Show theme song was written by Zoe Deschanel, performed and produced by Zoe Deschanel and Pierre DeReeder. Follow us on Instagram at Welcome to Our Show Pod. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, you can email us at welcometoourshowpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share far and wide. Thanks for listening. We'll hear you next week.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Rocket Mortgage, official partner of the NFL Draft.